Good morning to you all. It's good to see you today on the beautiful Lord's Day morning in His house. In our calls to worship, I'm going to begin kind of a new series from Proverbs chapter 30 and kind of work our way through this particular proverb because I think it's so important. It's a proverb that is a prophecy related to the end times, specifically the fact of the generation living in the days prior to the return of our Lord and the ignorance of the Word of God. It's very interesting in verse 1 of Proverbs 30, the words of Agur, the son of Jacob, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and Ucal. And those two names are very interesting. Ithiel means God is not with me, and Ucal is helpless one. So the entire proverb is geared to speaking to two men who, one of them, their name is, I'm completely devoid of God. God is not with me. And the other one is the helpless one. So you've got these two individuals here, and it's very interesting how when he begins, he says, surely I am more brutish than any man. I have not the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom nor have a knowledge of the Holy, in the Hebrew, it's the Holy One. That is, without knowledge of Jesus Christ, without knowledge of God. And then it goes into the facts of the lack of their knowledge. They didn't know who made heaven and earth. They didn't know who held or gathered the wind up into his fists and flung them through the earth to cause the wind currents. They didn't know who established the waters and the borders of the waters. Did not know who established the ends of the earth and what was the name of the one that made all things and what was his son's name. Very interesting. And what do we have today? We have a world today that has accepted evolution. They have rejected the truth of creation. And today we have children that are growing up in the United States of America, the quote-unquote Christian nation, and they don't know who created all things. They don't understand, and they don't know why. Because they've been uneducated. They've been uneducated in the truth of the Word of God. And so this proverb, here in chapter 30, this proverb is addressed to that generation. As a matter of fact, it's such an interesting one. It goes through and gives lists. It gives several lists through here. And then in verse 11, you have a paragraph that says, there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. It deals with this specific generation that has been reared up without a knowledge of God, without a knowledge of the Bible and His holy word. And we indeed are living in those days. And so we're going to unfold, Lord willing, as we move through this particular thing, the answer of the writer here, which of course is the Holy Spirit, and specifically through the words of Agur, the answer to that generation. And you know what the answer is? The Word of God. The simple teaching and preaching of the Word of God. It's not with fanfare. It's not with, oh, we've got to come up with new programs to deal with this. It's simply teaching the Word of God. That's the answer. In a generation that has been uneducated, that has been taught that God does not exist, that evolution is the reason that we have what we have here on the earth today, how do we deal with that generation? That's the big question. How do you deal with them? You teach them the Word of God. And that's what we endeavor to do by His grace today. When we gather together for church today, it's not so that we can be entertained, which is what a lot of churches are doing today. They're entertaining their people. They get them all jacked up on the music and all that kind of stuff. And the preaching and teaching of the Word of God is left to a canned 20-minute time period. And the rest of it is entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. That's not the answer. It will not answer the generation in which we live. As we will learn from chapter 30, the answer is the simple teaching and preaching of the Word of God, bringing people back to the authority. Some people will not be brought back. They've long rejected the authority. But there are those who will listen by God's grace. They've come to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and they will hear the simple teaching of the Word of God. That is the answer. And by God's grace, that's what we want to do today as we gather together as a corporate group of people. We want to gather around the preaching and teaching of the Word of God.